This is the I'm Stuff Eating Disorder podcast, a podcast that teaches you stuff about eating disorders that you may not have heard before. And of course, we're going to fight off that bitch of an eating disorder. I'm your host, Queenie June Borgman, and in today's episode, episode 8 of season 8, we're talking about control, and I'm teaching you one breathing technique that will always work to cool your ass down when you feel fear during your eating disorder. Just before the episode starts, and you will hear it on the end of the episode as well, I would like to remind you that episode 9 is all about why we fixate on the belly area for most of the eating disorder patients. Of course, not everybody. Some have thighs, some have face. I had thighs and face, but not belly. So it differs per person, but we're going to talk about the belly next week. So if you're interested in that, keep an eye on this podcast episode or podcast. No podcast, guys. Okay, guys, new episode. Episode 8 is all about control and about breathing techniques. I'm going to teach you a new breathing technique that is very, very fruitful. And it's only one breathing technique, and it is usable for every type of eating disorder out there. So if you have anything of the eating disorders, stick around, and this will help, even with ARFID. So before I jump into this episode, I would like to say that I love to see the fact that the episodes are still being visited, although I'm not doing a lot of promotion. So I have a feeling that you are coming from all places to find the episodes and listen to it, and I'm very grateful for that. Let's jump into this. The season is all about fear, and let's see if I can help you out with this thing called control. Oh, and two things. If you could leave a review, that would be so cool, and thank you so much, because people can actually check out the podcast, see what you said, and see if that it can help them out. Another thing is, oh, and by the way, for the people that already did, thank you so much. And another thing is, I owe you a live update, and I consciously took it out 2 episodes before because I wasn't doing that well. I currently have, I hope I said it, but I don't know for sure now, but I currently myself need to deal with a trauma because in a certain way how a person broke up with me and blindsided me. So your girl has PTSD now, and really need to work on that to find a place with that, basically. And the interesting thing is that the eating disorder part, it was actually more easier for me than this part, and that is so shitty to say, but it is what it is. And it has some similarities, so to some extent you are not recovering alone now, because I need to recover from shit as well. The thing is that, and we're going to talk about control in this case, and maybe to some extent I am dealing it with this but in a different way now, is that control suits our pain. It makes us feel safe. And that's why we value control so much, because what is in our control, we know which type of, you know, SOS package we need to have to feel suited, to feel regulated, because we know what to do to get our system regulated. The problem is that sometimes we learn maladaptive coping strategies to suit ourselves that actually serve for a short term, but not for a long term, and will damage your health. And that is the position you are maybe in now with an eating disorder. And let's say if I would have choose to deal with this now, the trauma with smoking, pornography, drugs or whatever, that would also be a maladaptive coping mechanism. And a lot of people don't know about this, though. They just think, you know, this is me, or this is a habit. But no, it actually is coping mechanism that you've taught yourself, or maybe because of the environment you're in, to deal with the pain. And millions and billions of people don't even know about this, and that's shitty. So hopefully you learn something from this podcast. Control is something that all of the diseases that are in the DSM-5, it's will come back in all of them. OCD, panic attacks, PTSD, eating disorders, bipolar, borderline, the whole 10 yards, attachment styles, dismissive avoidance, have a very, very big sense of need of control. But people that are anxiously attached also. So we all do these things to keep ourselves at bay, basically. And again, in the situation you are in, it is not serving you long term. So I'm going to take you with me in a personal story. And understand if you are going through this now that this is not something you should be scared about. So, me currently, I'm shaking when I see the person or will hear the person or am near an area from that person. And that is a trauma response. I even shake during a conversation with that person. The reason why is that on a subconscious level, really reptile brain, my inner child doesn't feel safe in that with that person and around that area. So it starts to shake to suit myself. So my body starts shaking to suit myself to make sure that I can handle the situation. And if you as a person with an eating disorder have the same thing with the shaking or with crying. So let's say you're going to eat something that you find scary, a homemade pizza or a peanut butter, and you start to cry while eating. That's your body's way to soothe itself. And that is from a subconscious level. It's not something you can be taught. It really comes from our primal animal brain and is a positive coping mechanism that you should just let be there. Back in the day when you know, it really depends on which type of environment you are growing up. But I've been growing up in environment from, are you crying again? Blah, blah, blah. Very toxic in my personal opinion. So back in the day, I would find, you know, the crying weak. But I was really like a crybaby. So it was very contradicted because I was with people around me that were like, are you crying again? And then my body's way of soothing is crying. So for years, and that is actually one of the reasons why I developed that eating disorder, was that I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to be vulnerable. And that was such a fucking big mistake. So if you're listening to this and you're with the same type of toxic people around you that, you know, don't cry, blah, 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 man up, whatever it is, to cry. It's your positive coping mechanism. It's the coping mechanism that doesn't cost your mental health. It doesn't cost anything. It's for free. And it's a healthy way to regulate. Same with the shaking. Healthy way to regulate. Adding to that is the part that we can teach you, and that is from the conscious brain, how to regulate. So the conscious brain, what I just said, you know, about the pornography, drugs, sex, eating too much, eating too less, all these ways, these are the conscious one that you can teach yourself. And there's a little bit of subconsciousness in there as well, but these are the ones that you can actually control, or delete, or replace. And that's a positive thing. So now you've been taught to control food. So maybe you have OCD tendencies with food. You need to eat in a certain way, or you need to eat X amount of calories, or you need to, you know, gym before you can eat. You need to earn your food. All of that shit is something you've taught yourself throughout the time. Because an eating disorder isn't, you know, it isn't there if you wake up one day and it's like, oh, let me start with an eating disorder. So one of the things that is key for your eating disorder and for all the DSM-5 people out there is to sit with the discomfort. And that is where the breathing technique comes in. So sitting with discomfort is so important, because if you cannot sit with the fact that you cannot control something, you will always be in a cycle of controlling. You know, the funny thing is, sitting with discomfort is basically sitting with the fact that you cannot control something. So if you learn yourself, teach yourself, whatever type of English I need to say, that you're going to sit it out. You're going to feel that fear bubbling up. You're going to scream, yell, dance, shake it off, like Taylor Swift says. Then you will feel better. And you will see that that fear isn't so scary. But you really need to sit it out. And it is very hard. Either binge eating, anorexia, whatever you have. It's very, very hard. It is fucking hard. How can you do that? One breathing technique I'm going to teach you, it's something that I use as well, because I still live in the triggering environment that gives me the PTSD trauma flare. It's inhaling, you know, a big inhale, but a longer exhale. So, you know, big inhale. And big exhale. If you can do that, you will see that your body will start regulating better with the nervous feeling and fear feeling that it is feeling. This is not your do it once and it will help type of shit. It will help immediately, I'm not gonna lie. But this is something you need to actively work on. And it will help you over time. And it is something that I think is fair to say with eating disorders, because eating disorders are trauma as well. You will eventually find a place to put an eating disorder, give it a place, or give whatever gave you the eating disorder a place. So certain life events and whatever. We're trying to get the edge of the eating disorder. We're trying to get, you know, the bad habits from the eating disorder away, and just, you know, bringing your quality of life back. But this is not your only, you know, it's not the perfect solution, but it is one of your solutions, basically. I hope this episode helped you out. And I will see you the next time, hopefully doing some breathing techniques when you feel that things are getting tough, when you feel you're stressed, when you feel the fear coming up if you need to eat something, when you feel that the binge is coming up and you need to first inhale, exhale for maybe like 10 minutes or 5 minutes before you grab something to eat, when you feel the powerlessness because you feel that your body wants to move because of the compensation, that you do some breathing techniques before you're going to choose to over-exercise. I hope, guys, that this helps you out. Your dietitian is in a pickle as well. Luckily, not the eating disorder pickle. And I'm, by the way, very proud of myself that throughout this time and throughout the shit that I'm dealing with, I'm not falling back in an eating disorder. So it really shows that I've healed. But it doesn't make the situation any more fun, because I really have a shattered heart currently. But yeah, it is what it is. See you next time. Next episode will be about why we have to focus on the belly area, mostly the people that have an eating disorder. So it's very interesting, and it's something I needed to do some research for. So see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed the episode, and I also hope you learned something from it and it helps you out with recovery. In the meantime, I want to give you a little bit of a heads up of all the things where you can find us. You can find us on @imstuff_com on Instagram, @imstuff.nl on TikTok, and on imstuff.nl, where we even have an ebook about eating disorders. So if you want to know more, check that out. And just don't forget to share the episode, give it to a friend that you think is in need, and you can follow the podcast and leave a review if you want to. Enjoy that and enjoy your day.